Shabbat Shalom. Well, today we have quite a bit to go through, so maybe...
I got a short message, so go ahead.
No, today's parsha is about the Mishkan, as you may have heard Sam talking about in the Hebrew. That is, for those that aren't real sure what a Mishkan is, that was the tabernacle. And it was quite interesting, the instructions that were given to build it. It took a lot of things. A lot of equipment, a lot of building. I don't know if any of you have ever been involved in building a sanctuary or a church. Gene and I have, and it's difficult. Ask Pastor Crowder about that. It is very difficult. And actually, one of the most difficult parts about it is getting people to donate. Money, time, whatever. And that, however, was not the case when it came to getting everything for the Mishkan. The Torah this week's portion tells us that everyone contributed to the cause. Wow. Men, women brought gold and silver. They brought personal items and family items. Copper mirrors were donated. And I don't know if you know anything about copper. I did a class in metallurgy at one time, and polishing copper to give you a very good image is difficult. It takes a long time. Anyway, they brought their personal items, bracelets, necklace, bangles, beads, and baubles. I just threw that in. Those who had wool and linen came, and those who had dyes donated. That time doesn't sound much, but at that time, this was big time stuff. Big time. Before the pledges began arriving, the heads of the tribes knew that there weren't going to be enough to build the Mishkan. So they promised that whatever they were short of, they would donate. They would make up for. Well, guess what? They were shocked to learn that there was almost nothing for them to contribute. Hallelujah. So much of every item was donated that an announcement was made ordering the entire nation to halt their generosity. I believe that was probably the first time and last time in history that ever happened. But what caught my attention on this was a group the Torah mentions as contributors in Exodus 36, 3 to 4. It explains, they kept bringing voluntary offerings every morning until the workers said to Moshe, "Enough! Stop! Oy! Such a good thing! Oh, boy!" Well, why did the Torah happen to include these statements? Wouldn't all the people do the same there under these conditions? Well, I have a story. And Sam's going to like this one because it's the daughter of Rabbi Zusa of Antipole. She was engaged. That's in Hungary. As poor as he was, Rabbi Zusa and his wife scraped together enough money for a seamstress to sew a beautiful gown for the bride-to-be. After a month, the gown was ready, and Rabbi Zusa's wife went with her bundle of rubles to the home of the seamstress to get the finished gown. She came home empty-handed. "Where's the gown?" asked both the rabbi and his daughter, almost in unison. "Well," said the wife, "I did a mitzvah. When I came to pick up the gown, I saw tears in the eyes of the seamstress. I asked her why she was crying, and she told me that her daughter, too, was getting married. Then she looked at the beautiful gown that she had sewn for me and sighed. If only we could afford such beautiful material for a gown." Rabbi Zusa's wife continued, "At that moment, I decided to let the seamstress have our gown as a gift." Rabbi Zusa was delighted. The mitzvah of helping a poor bride was dear to him, and he longed for the opportunity to fulfill it. But he added one question to his wife. "Did you pay her for the work she did for us?" "Pay her?" asked the wife. "I gave her the gown." "I'm sorry," said the rabbi. "You told me the gown was a gift. We still owe her for the weeks of work she spent for us." The Rebbetzin and their daughter agreed. In addition to the gift of the gown, she compensated the seamstress for her work. The men and women who labored toilsomely in building the Mishkan, giving, they're remembered. They're down there in the pages of God's word. They did a great mitzvah, a great one. But it was not enough for them to give. They kept giving and kept giving. Isn't it great to hear a story like that in a world that today shrieks from their commitments? I think we can look to God's word and find everything we need to do so that we don't get caught up in a world that has no intention of fulfilling God's word. Shabbat Shalom.